Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We're being heard virtually all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Europe, North America, Oceania, South America, Afghanistan, Algeria, Barbados, oh my Lord, Germany, France, Egypt, China, Russia, Pakistan, Egypt, France, oh my, Singapore, literally all over the world, and to God be the glory. I want to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christianity and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And God bless you so much, Ambassador Dr. Hagen. Amen. I tell you, I'm so excited because ever since I announced and made the people aware of how many thank yous that have been going up to God since 8 years ago, over 8 trillion thank yous. The devil got mad. And was determined that he was going to stop all these thank yous going up to God. Because he's a jealous fiend. He doesn't want God to get thank yous, presents like this. No, no, no. But I guess he forgot that the word of God says that there are four beasts around the throne. And whether we thank him or not, they're sending up a form of praise unto God. They're crying holy. They bow down and cry holy. And then get back up, get back down, bow down again, holy, and get back up. And my papa, Dr. E.V. Hill, I asked him, what's up with that? He said, well, every time they bow and cry holy, it's a form of thanksgiving, Dr. Johnson. And when they cry holy while they're bowing down, before they can get back up, since they thanked him, before they can get back up, God has already done something else for them. And they have to bow again and cry holy. Some of y'all, all of y'all who hear me, he let your heart beat over 1,000 times last night. You should have got up, oh my God, thanking him 1,000 times. Some of y'all, he let your mind think again when the enemy was trying to give you Alzheimer's. You should have got up thanking him again. Some of y'all, the Lord let you breathe at least 1,000 times last night. You should have got up thanking him for every breath. You ought to take your hand now and blow in your hand. If you felt something, you ought to tell him thank you. Thank you, Jesus, because the Bible says, let everything that hath breath, my God, praise the Lord. I want to just thank God. I've been teaching many times on Matthew 16, 18, and 19. When Peter said unto Jesus, when God, the Lord asked him, the Lord asked him, whom do ye say that I am? Peter, I heard the others say, some say Elias, some say John the Baptist. Others, Jeremiah, whatever. Who do you think? Who do you say I am, Peter? He was asking the disciples, but Peter spoke up and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, a couple of things with that. I've been telling y'all that people didn't know that Jesus was the Messiah. They didn't know he was the Christ. All they knew is that he was the Son. Rather, he was a God-sent man. He was a man of God. That's what I'm trying to say. He was a man of God. Amen. Excuse me. I'm trying to do a couple of things here at the same time on my way somewhere to try to help the church. But he was a man of God. That's what they knew about Jesus. And I'm trying to tell you that when he healed those folk, they didn't know he was the Christ. But they knew he was a man of God. And see, that tells me immediately that when you want a miracle from God, you not only have to believe in God, but believe in the carrier of the anointing, the carrier of the blessings. Because they believed, Peter believed that Jesus was a man of God, but he knew that he was the Christ. But not all of them knew that. Very, very, very few of them knew it. Martha said it too, Lazarus' brother, sister. She said, "Thou art the Christ." But very, very few people knew that he was the Christ. So if you want a miracle, believe in God and believe in the messenger from the Lord. So important. Now, I've been teaching in that Matthew 16:18. When Peter said that, the Lord said, kind of blessed him, Barjona. And then he said, flesh and blood had not revealed this unto you, but my Father. And he said, upon this rock I build my church. What rock? People like you, Peter, who believe that I'm the Christ. Well, I want to just serve notice to y'all that I believe that Jesus is the Christ. What about you? Do you believe he's the Christ? Amen. Then the Lord says, upon people like you, he will build his church. In other words, you're his bride. You believe in him as the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, I'm going to do something for you because you believe in me. I can't give them my keys to folks who don't believe in me. I can't do it. I just can't do that. I can't give my keys to people who blaspheme me, who call me out of my name. I'm not going to even give the keys to folks who call you out of your name. I'm going to give you that much respect. I'm not going to give it to people who respect others who do this to them and do that to them and then disrespect you. I can't do it because you're the one who believes that I'm the Christ, the Son of the living God, and you've shown total respect for me and my people. And then he says, I'm going to give you the keys to heaven. And whatever you loose, I'm going to loose. If you loose that I'm healed, that you're healed, rather, I'm going to say you're healed. If you loose I'm rich, the blessings of the Lord make me rich, or making you rich, rather, and added no sorrow, I'm going to say the same thing. The blessings of the Lord making you rich and add you no sorrow to you. If you loose that cancer has dried up at the root, I'm going to say the same thing. Cancer has dried up at the root. If you loose your son is saved and preaching the gospel, I'm going to loose your son is saved. And I'm going to put an assignment on him to preach the gospel. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. But not only that, I heard Ambassador Stern say, we got to bind before we loose. Well, I'm a little, I kind of agree with that. Whatever we bind on earth, because it says it first, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. We got to do some binding because the devil wants to try to loose stuff. But we got to bind it. Mm-hmm. So if you say, I bind cancer, I had that opportunity today. Yeah, went to the hospital to see one of our preachers and got a phone call who told me about this lady's father had bone cancer in that same hospital. Well, I took time to go by and see him. And the Holy Ghost told me to teach him about faith and teach him about dominion over these arrogant demons of affliction. Yeah. And I began to teach him, and then I got to this scripture, whatever I bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever I loose. And tears began to roll down his eyes. And, oh, my God, I took the authority and spoke with authority. I bind you, Satan, bone cancer, I bind you in the name of Jesus. And guess what? God said the same. I bind your bone cancer. And it was bound. And God healed the man. Yeah. And then I loosed healing on him. My God, that man started crying. And oh, my God, you could see it on his face. He was so grateful. Grateful. Because, see, we have to go in with the power of God on our lives and take dominion over these affliction demons. Because, see, they're so arrogant. Cancer is so arrogant. Cancer thinks that nobody can bind him. But you see, just like I keep on teaching folk, if you've ever worked on a job, have you ever worked on a job? Well, you had a boss, didn't you? Cancer has a boss, too. And God is his boss. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And whatever we bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. Excuse me just for a moment. Whatever we bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. Listen, here's what I want us to do tonight. I want us to thank him. We're going to thank him for binding things, and we're going to thank him for loosing things, okay? If y'all can press star one, come on, I want to hear you. Can anybody say something, anybody, if I can hear you right now? Anybody? Amen. Open the lines, if you would, Ambassador Hagen. Amen. Let's open up the lines. Amen. All right, I'm going to know that you're doing the same thing I'm doing. Until, even if I can't hear you right now, I've just got that faith. In the name of Jesus, I bind the enemy in all of our lives on this phone, on this line. Say it. I bind the enemy.
In the name of Jesus.
I bind sickness. In the name of Jesus.
I bind sickness in the name of Jesus.
And thank you for binding sickness, Lord. Let's thank him after we bind him. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. I bind poverty over my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Go ahead and say it, Father.
Thank you.
I bind heart trouble in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you. Go ahead while I'm doing it. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Grab it. See, I bind police trouble. The devil might be trying to put it on your home. Just follow the spirit. I bind police trouble over my home. Thank you. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, God,
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
books
thank
is not
you,
the biggest
thank
hurt.
You, thank you, thank you,
thank
you. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love.
Thank
you for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you
for your kindness and your mercy.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There is none like you, Lord.
Thank you.
No, no, nobody like you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank
you for your word, Lord.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
That we will have clarity in your word, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Turn for us, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
From a mighty way we learn. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank
you, thank you, thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. We've had a wonderful time. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. My
thank
Lord,
you.
Is that a man? A man on the line? Identify yourself. Is that Brother Darden?
It's Brother Lonnie.
Brother Lonnie, God bless you, Brother Lonnie. Man, you've
thank
been a blessing.
You,
I want to pray for you before you get off the blog line. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor John.
And I want to pray for your father in the name of Jesus. I loose on this brother victory and success in the name of Jesus. I pray that you put your hand on him and give him favor on his left and right and before him and after. Boundlessly help him, Lord, through every obstacle, through every situation. And I bind the enemy that comes to try to manipulate him. I bind the devil that comes to try to
intimidate
him down. I say that. In the name of Jesus, I bind the enemy off of this young man. God, help him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and bless
him.
In the name of Jesus. And give him an ultra awesome miracle. Ah! I felt the Holy Ghost now.
I accept it, Lord.
Look for it. Ultra awesome.
I receive it.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Receive.
Bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God.
Oh.
Amen. And may the blessings of the Lord be upon all of you tonight as my final prayer. May you be blessed in the city. I receive that. Blessed in the field.
I receive that.
You're coming in, be blessed.
I receive that.
And may you be blessed financially.
I receive that. Bless your home. Bless your family. I rebuke all kinds of trouble within your family.
But the blessings of the Lord make it
thank
be rich
you,
and added no sorrow with it. I receive it in the name of
it.
Jesus.
I receive it.
And thank you, Lord, for all things. Bless. May you be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God.
I receive it.
Amen.
All right.
God bless y'all.
I had a wonderful time. Thank you.
God bless you, Brother Lonnie. God bless all of you. All right. Take it in Jesus' name. God bless you. Take it. Amen. Y'all are dismissed.